The longer Hillary Clinton fights on, the deeper her campaign goes into debt. She's loaned a lot of the money herself. Now there's an active discussion of how she'd settle that debt if she drops out. Here's NPR's Peter Overby.
Clinton owes money to printers, air charters, phone companies, even herself. Campaign spokesmen say it adds up to about $20 million, but they seem to be lowballing it. Their estimate is based on a creditors list from the end of March, before the costly primaries in Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Indiana, West Virginia, and Kentucky and Oregon next week. As of 6 weeks ago, the campaign owed $10.3 million to creditors. It currently owes $11.4 million to the candidate. Michael Toner is a former chairman of the Federal Election Commission. He says only winners have an easy time dealing with debt.
Debt retirement is the hardest ask in American politics. A lot of donors are not excited to give money to retire debts from somebody who's not going to win the presidency.
And beyond that statement, things get murky fast. If Clinton were to drop out, she'd safeguard her reputation by paying the creditors first. But the 2002 McCain-Feingold campaign finance law pushes her the other way. It sets no deadline for paying creditors, but it only gives her till the August convention to repay herself. After that, almost all of those millions would turn into unrecoverable campaign contributions. But there are other options. The Clinton campaign says nobody's talking about it, but Obama could ask his donors to chip in. It would be good for Democratic Party unity. But at the same time, Democrats would want to channel all their money into Obama's general election campaign, the Democratic National Committee, and congressional races. There's another option that's more creative. Clinton raised $20-some million for the general election. Some lawyers say she could take that money and the debt and redirect them both to her Senate campaign. This could mean that some donors could give to her presidential primary effort three different times. First, with their original check for the primary, again with their general election check, now redirected to the Senate campaign and used to pay off the primary campaign debt, and the third time with a check directly to the Senate campaign, also used to pay off the debt. Again, Michael Toner.
That's really the real advantage of being able to do that without having those contributions aggregated.
Isn't that money laundering?
Well, no, this is the federal election laws and the contribution limits, but there is a long history of candidates transferring funds to future election cycles and then being able to go back to those same donors for the maximum contributions.
Some campaign finance lawyers say this is legal. Some say it isn't. Some say it requires a decision by the Federal Election Commission. Political scientist Ray LaRaja, author of A History of Campaign Finance Laws, notes that Clinton would not have the choices that were available, say, in 1916. That year, Democrats went in the hole, re-electing Woodrow Wilson.
So in the end, President Wilson's rich roommates from Princeton paid off the entire campaign debt, equivalent to about $13 million in today's dollars.
But LaRaja says that if Clinton can't pay back her personal loans, they still might be dollars well spent. Building support in some states, she might campaign in again in just a couple of years. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.